HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Dungeons & Dragons, A Goblin Problem by Diane Walker. Performed by Imani Parks. Chapter 1. All About Monsters. Every day before school, Zelladora, Zelly, Stormclash, thinks about three things. First, did the homework get done? Answer, yes. Well, usually. Second, are your horns and tail in place? Answer, definitely. Always. And third, which monster will be a problem? Answer, probably all of them. Zelly quietly walks down the hall of the legendary Dungeon Academy. She passes goblins, slimes, and all sorts of creatures. Zelly goes right to her locker. Her locker is a big treasure chest. To open the chest, Zelly must undo a clever trap. The magical lock must be tapped 5 times in a special rhythm. Then the chest will open safely. Inside are books and other things students need at Monster School. The treasure chest holds pencils, a wooden practice sword, a pouch for trinkets, and a snack. It also has a small mirror. Zelly looks at herself in the mirror and checks her disguise. She notices her horns are on straight and smiles. Zelly is the only human at Dungeon Academy. Humans are not liked very much at this school. To fit in, Zelly must pretend to be a monster. This was a lot of work for her. Zelly's locker also holds special things like trophies and trinkets. Monster students have given her these for helping them with bullies. The monsters gave her things like magic rocks, bowls of gunk, rings, and necklaces made of teeth. Zelly has become a kind of protector at the school. The monsters who aren't so good at being scary, mean, spooky, or slimy sometimes need her help. At Dungeon Academy, it's important to be the absolute scariest you can be. After all, the monsters there are training for a life in the dungeons. They will grow up to watch over gold and keep human adventurers away. Zelly gathers her school books. I wonder if anyone will need my help today. She says to herself, I hope not. Helping with bullies all the time tires me out. But it will not be a boring day. Behind her, a little kobold boy wanders by. He is mumbling about a lost pendant. He will have to go to the lost and found by the main office. Maybe I should help him, thinks Zelly. But when she turns around, he is already lost in the crowd of monsters and creatures who are off to their next class. Zelly's first class after lunch is History of Horror.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?